Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hey!
It's Ebro, it's Laura, it's Rosenberg. We are here and we have Summer Jam tickets.
I mean,
you guys, if you guys want to get onto these phones right now and play a little game of Laura Never Loses, get a chance to win these Summer Jam tickets. Get to the phones right now, 800-223-9797.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
97. Oh man, it's time. This is one of the biggest records in New York City right now. On the Apple Music Top 25 Most Streamed Songs, this is number 3. Shout to Capella Gray up there in the BX. He's number 1 with that Gallus record. We got to play that later on, too. B is at number 5 with Nicki Minaj. Looking over the charts right now. The Apple Music Top 25 New York City. They do it for every city, by the way. But this is Essence, WizKid. Not Kenny G on the horn. Not Kenny G on the horns.
Yeah.
Why that can't be Africa. Kenny G? Because the African song, so he wouldn't let a white dude play the horn?
Sounds about white.
Oh, damn. Why you like that, Shawnee?
No blow.
Why you like this? Why are you like this on Thursday morning so early,
no, it's
man?
Not because he's white. It's because he's old. I just think different generations.
Oh, you don't think they would have hired an old white man to play his little... Yeah. His little clarinet.
Yeah,
is what
if he was
saying.
Kenny G in his prime, he might be on a Thames and WizKid joint.
Yo, we got audio of Kenny G's response. Oh no, it's not working.
go ahead. Oh no,
it's not still not working.
Oh god, there
damn,
goes
man.
The joke.
Terrible when that happens. We'll all do right. It later. Look, Gianni's on the phone. She's up for some shenanigans, or he
shenanigans.
Gianni.
He. Yeah.
That's he. He. Sorry about that. Danica is the she. Danica.
Yeah. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Danica. You are sounding energetic and bright.
I am so excited.
Positive. Are you excited to just be on the game of Laura Never Loses, or is it really just about Summer Jam tickets?
I'm excited because I know Laura's going
to
win.
Oh. Okay, pressure. Thank you. Okay, pressure. All right.
Oh, word.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try for you, okay?
Yes.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an Uber driver. I'm actually, like, finished with my first shift and going home, getting the kids ready for summer camp, and then I'm going to come back out.
How long have you been driving Uber, Danica?
For 4 years.
Oh, so you've been caking up, so it's worth it for you if you're going to continue.
It is.
I like it. I like it. Gianni, what do you do to get money?
I work for Public Works.
Okay.
I'm at work right now.
What is Public Works exactly?
Like Department of Public Works.
That's like the water systems and all of that?
Nah, so like we do like streets, sanitation, all that good stuff. It's in one department.
Okay.
In New Jersey.
Okay.
I was going to say, ain't that just sanitation?
Nah, it's different in Jersey. They put it all in one department.
Got it. All right. Well, Danica, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles?
Laura! Okay.
I knew you was going to say it. I just had to ask.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee with the question.
Let's go.
Question. Let's play. Laura Never Loses.
All right. Here we go.
Okay, which UFC fighter broke his Ebro?
Conor McGregor.
That is correct. Sound navigation and ranging is the full name of what better known?
Laura.
Laura.
Sound navigation? Is that?
Three.
Sonar?
Sonar is correct.
Oh.
That's the acronym.
Don't people have to like be sure of their answer? She's like, sonar?
Which actress shaved her head after dealing? Laura.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Word. Why she do that? Correct. What is the last name of the police commissioner in Batman?
Oh.
Laura.
I was going to be like, Shay, in Batman?
Three.
I don't know this one. In Batman. I don't know.
Man, the police commissioner and Batman. What was his last
name? What's his name?
Damn it, man.
I don't know this.
3, 2,
Commissioner Wilson.
Gordon.
Gordon!
Rosenberg gets it. That is correct.
Got it.
Time's up. Laura Wiggs.
Oh, my gosh. Danica, you're going to Summer Jam. Yay, Danica.
Danica, you will be in the building. I'm going to shout out to all the Uber drivers when we hit that stage.
Danica.
I'm going to be like, yo, Uber drivers, make some noise. Y'all have like all the Uber drivers out of your own section. I wonder if Uber Eats drivers, too. They should get in there. But then if I include Uber Eats, then we got to include Grubhub.
Yeah, now let's stick to Uber drivers.
Now, see, it's getting complicated.
It's a lot.
Danica, hang on. We got to get some info. Yo, Gianni, sorry about that, man. Man?
Happens. I'm going to try again.
I forgot Commissioner Gordon. Forgot all about Commissioner Gordon. Who's Commissioner Gordon in the rap game?
You mean like literally the person?
Yeah, who was that Commissioner Gordon?
Oh, Gordon, who works with DJ Premier?
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon. Shout out to him, man. Hang on, Danica. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles. What you cooking up?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights, I'll let you know with this versus matchup, the next one. It is Fire Flames.
Crazy.
We'll talk about it coming up.
Flashing Remix Lights. Time. When the phone rings, you know it's real. Ghost Dini and Silk Sonic. Silk Sonic and Ghost Dini. The unofficial illegal remix. Are we the only ones still with this?
I don't think they sent a blast out or anything.
Oh, man, this is a good time.
Come on, pick up.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning. They say it's going to feel like 100 today. Sunshiny, though.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata. Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Styles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Need me some Jesus in my life. Amen.
Bam, bam, bam. Certified lover boy alongside Lil Baby, one of the babies. You know what I'm saying? Because you got the baby and you got Lil Baby.
A lot of babies going on.
They're already doing, as T-Pain said, we already have music from two people with the name Lil Baby.
Do they have a song together yet?
Yeah. Lil Baby and the Baby? Yeah, they got hits, bro. Yeah.
What?
Babies.
Yo, Shawty, you get the early.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Man, you work at High 97, you don't know that. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Styles.
I mean, come on, man. Shawty, Laura Styles, you operate to his own world.
That's a fact.
Lights, lights, you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
This is super exciting. The Lox versus Dipset.
Oh, man.
Live from Madison Square Garden on August 3rd.
Let me tell you something. The energy around that yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Something else. Are you guys going to be in the building? Are you going to do it?
I don't know.
I'll be at Disney World.
Okay. Oh, you're gone that week? Wow. You're going to be at Disney World.
Yeah. Laura, I know the move, but I don't know if I can pull it off.
What do you mean?
The move would be if I could get us in that ESPN suite to take in the entire battle.
Well, now, here's my question.
I don't know if it's open yet, though.
Are people... Are they even offering people to come watch? Is that a thing? Is tickets for sale? Is that, or are people just making up that they're going to be in the building?
No, according to someone in this room, yes.
It's going down.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think they would have announced, because they're doing full shows at the Garden. But when they did whatchamacallit a few weeks ago at the Garden, who'd they do? It was the whole crowd was vaccinated.
And so that may be the parameters for this.
Which, by the way, would be today. I'd enjoy that. Then I could go and not have to worry about close talking with people.
That's right.
Because there's going to be a lot of extended old school hip hop dap going on in that room. A
lot of that. Now, I'm not convinced that seeing a versus live is the same experience as watching on TV.
It becomes just a concert.
Right.
But with a different energy. If you map it out right, it can be so good.
Well, it's a different type of concert, obviously, because they're going song for song. It was like, that would be like, when Hov and Kanye, the Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that concert? That concert was incredible.
Of course.
Different ends of the building.
Yeah, back and forth. But they would do a few songs at a time.
Right.
But yeah, that kind of energy. For Dipset and in New York.
Crazy.
In New York. Yo, it's going to
be so wild.
It's going to be a good one. Versus, when is that? That's August 3rd?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's going down.
August 3rd. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be in the building, Rosenberg. It just depends. I don't know if I'm ready for that yet.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because, I mean, let's be real. There's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people there who haven't been out of the house for a long time. But then there's going to be a lot of people who haven't been out of the house for a long time. And I just mean because they don't do anything. Because they haven't been out to an event in 10 years.
Well, and then there's going to be a lot of people who are out of the house all the time.
Right. Never been inside.
Who haven't been inside at all.
And then we're going to be slapping them all together and having people getting very emotional around their favorite old school songs. But I'm looking forward to it.
It's going
to
be a good time, man.
Listen, however you decide to watch it, and most people are going to stream it, it's going to be amazing.
It just goes to show also that like all the verses are really cool, but when they choose a matchup that really makes sense, it sets it off in a completely different way.
For sure. For sure.
Yesterday, I saw people trying to doubt the locks. I'm like, you better relax. Wow. You better relax.
Well, I mean, the Dipset has like a lot of cachet. They have a lot of cachet with people. But people forget the Locks can get to play all their solo joints, too.
Right. That's right. So can Dipset.
Yeah.
But the Locks got some hammer. Exactly.
Oh, this is considered hammer? Is this what you mean by hammer?
Exactly.
It's a lot.
Well, let it rock.
It's just the beat.
Well, and it's also, too, I think Dipset, because they're more of a 2000s group, where the Locks are 90s into the 2000s. Mm-hmm. And today, I think people forget the Locks' catalog. The Dipset is more of a condensed period of time, especially for people around here who run on the internets, right, and on social media. People who run social media and make things trend these days tend to lean in favor of Dipset because closer to their youth.
And they had more trendy associations and brand, opportunities.
Well, they just, popping in the 2000s.
They were very culturally big. And that all early 2000s things are very back right now.
Right.
More 50, so than 90s.
Dipset, all of that.
It's going to be a great time. So that's your Flash and Light report, guys. Ooh. Time is 7 a.m., high of 89 degrees, but I feel like it's going to feel like 100 today.
That's what they said. The real feels in the 100, like 100. 100.
Alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Warm and humid day. Slim chance, very slim chance of precipitation. But still a chance somewhere. Y'all keep it locked. We got congratulations. You played yourself going out to Richard Sherman.
Damn.
He's got to catch it. I mean, damn, bro. You drank a whole bottle of vodka and Hennessy? And you thought that night was going to end all right?
Wow.
Congratulations.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby,
celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Congratulations, you played yourself.
WQHD FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Yo! Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Yo! In honor of the Verses that's on the way, Dipset and the Lox, August 3rd, I think, is the date at the Garden.
Whoop.
We say happy birthday to Jim Jones today. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Yo, Capo.
Bring up some Jim.
Jim's birthday.
It's Jim's birthday today. Rosenberg guesses Jim Jones' birthday. And this is a great opportunity for us to spark beef between Jim Jones and Rosenberg yet again.
He was just on my album.
That's okay.
He's on Snake Eyes.
You guys can fall out that quick. No problem.
Such a great point.
That quick, no problem. How old's Jim Jones?
I'm going to say Jim Jones is 43 years old.
45.
Oh, it's two off.
Wow. I like that you lowballed it, though, because if you would have said he was like 48 or 51, y'all would have had beef again.
I was just thinking of like when they came out, and that's a little. I really thought he was 43. I thought he could have been a slightly younger, like my age exactly.
Nah.
All right, Jim Jones, 43. Happy birthday, Jimmy. By the way, if you haven't heard that Real Late album, he bodies it, man. He's really doing the best rapping of his life. Jimmy.
Jim, happy birthday. Mean dark pair of shades. Yo, when this goes off in that Versus battle,
oof,
in the Garden and everybody does the little shoot dance. So many congratulations, you played yourself. There's one story with like three congratulations, you played yourselves.
Which one's that?
The Richard Sherman story.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself.
I don't play. So, clearly it sounds like something serious is going on with Richard Sherman, the cornerback, defensive back of the 49ers, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks. Clearly there's something emotional, mental going on with him because in the 911 call, which we will listen to shortly, his ex-wife talks about him texting people saying he was going to hang himself and et cetera, et cetera. So it sounds crazy.
That's scary.
Sounds super scary. But before we get into all that, if you drink a bottle of vodka followed by a bottle of Hennessy.
Congratulations. Bad idea. You played yourself.
You're going to have a bad night. It's not going to go well. And so showing up to your ex-wife's house and then breaking in uninvited.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Wow. I might even stop you at just drinking one of those bottles is a congratulations.
Talk about it.
Both? So, yeah, we have no idea what's going on with this guy. We really hope for the best. He's always seemed like a really good dude and like a smart, measured kind of guy. So he's obviously dealing with some stuff.
Right. And then they hit him with the charge, and it says burglary, domestic violence, which the title of the charge, when he didn't actually hit his ex-wife, he didn't actually steal anything.
Yeah, I was trying to understand that charge. I'm like, why?
Well, the domestic violence breaking entry, because you don't live in the house and you force you into
that. No, that sounds like it makes sense.
Right.
Burglary, domestic violence is the charge.
See,
breaking and entering.
Oh, I would assume the burglary. Yeah, I was assuming that meant breaking and entering, but you're right, but that's a different charge.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So in the headlines, it looks crazy. Everybody thinks that, you know, like football players have in the past, that he beat up a woman. And that's not what happened. Matter of fact, we have the 911 call right here from his ex-wife.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and belligerent.
He's threatening to kill himself.
She said my husband, not my ex.
Are there any weapons? Stop.
We took no, there's no gun. I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself. And he's saying that if the police show up, so please don't shoot is what I'm asking. He has no weapon.
He said
if the police show up, that he'll try to fight them. So they need to understand that he is.
Okay.
I mean, she wasn't that bad.
Who?
The operator? She just hit her with once with, you need to slow down and tell me what's going on. But after that, it sounded like she was
trying to be helpful.
Yeah, I don't think it was that bad.
It goes on a little bit longer, and there's a little bit more in the front. But I wanted to give the 911 operator this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Telling somebody that they need to settle down when they're clearly in a moment where it's not a place to be settled down?
The highest emotional distress. Right.
You need to settle down. I'd love to settle down if my husband wasn't wilding out.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a better way to verbalize that.
Right.
Well, you would think a paid professional would verbalize it a little bit
better.
Maybe
this is what works for them, though. Maybe they know that it works when they're like, yo,
settle down.
We don't know.
The story sounds crazy. I hated to see it for Richard Sherman. Who
hated it.
Yo, hated it for him. But yeah, and then if somebody could tweet us, at Old Man Ebro or Ebro in the AM, burglary, domestic violence. I know this is in Washington, so they have different laws in that state, but that sounds like a crazy title for somebody who's having a bad night.
Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds like more than a bad night. I mean, you got to be realistic. He wrecked a car and then left the car on the side of the road. And then I don't even know how he ended up getting to his ex-wife's house. And then got in the house on his own without her wanting him in the house.
Are we sure that's his ex-wife? Because she said, she did not say my ex-husband. She said my husband.
I mean, I believe he does not live there. But people throw that, by the way, two things. One, they could still be married and be broken up. Mm-hmm. Number two, people get divorced and say my husband all the time. It takes time to get used to that, trust me.
Laura, what's on your list today?
I don't know, this is so ridiculous, but so a woman named Pauline Bauer, a Capitol rioter. She's at the Capitol.
Pauline, you said Capitol rioter, January 6th?
Yep.
An insurrector?
She was one of the ones that was claiming she wanted to hang Nancy Pelosi. Bring her out. I want to hang this bitch. Kept going on and on. Uh-oh. So she's in court and told the court that she didn't need a lawyer because she's a self-governed individual.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, these people are so lost. Now she's claiming to have special legal privileges. And I don't get it. These people are just mentally unstable. But she said that she has special legal privileges. That she is she said, I do not understand the law. And was babbling. But for the most part, I'm just saying how
these
people
think.
Wait,
she said she doesn't understand the law, but she has special legal privileges.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. You played yourself.
I hope that we see more and more and more headlines of these people being arrested and charged. Because what I see right now, it is a joke. People just getting like probation.
Well, there was a guy that was charged, I think it was last week or earlier this week. He did 6 months already. He's been locked up since January 6th right after. And the charges that the judge gave him was a 6-month charge of imprisonment. But he had already got time served. I believe over 400 people have been charged in different crimes.
But with what? Nothing. Out some in 3 months.
Some nothing. Some are still locked up.
I look at this woman as clearly mentally unstable, right? She's clearly mentally unstable. I
mean, if you're being real, a lot of the people there are unstable and not well. That community preys on people who are, I mean, some of them are just awful people and they're totally in control. And some of them are awful and out of control. They've been going down a spiral, and that's how they got spoken to by this crazed crowd. That is part of it. So if you let them all off on account of they have mental problems, you're going to be letting them all off because they're all crazy. They showed up to the Capitol with basically pitchforks.
Guys, if they would have found Nancy Pelosi, they would have killed her.
There are some who definitely would have tried, for sure.
AOC?
Too.
What? Well, Ilhan Omar?
And what? Anybody not taking this seriously, you know what you get.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself, you're playing yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
There's a new book actually out about the top generals during this whole insurrection and leading up to January 6th. Remember that guy, General Milley? I think you pronounced his name Milley? Where he had to go around himself and talk to other top military generals to let them know that this needed to be taken seriously. And there's a new book about him saying, like, this is a Reichstag moment. And this is like the descendants of the Fuhrer. And, like, really talking about this like this was going to turn into a legit coup d'etat.
Well, and I don't, and the truth is, I don't think it's over. I think that what happened with them, this group specifically, is going to extend on. The people who support what happened that day, it's almost like a new sect of Trump people. Like, he was able, through this, if you support January 6th, you're like almost your own faction of the most hardcore.
Right.
Who are willing to really be dangerous. Not just put a Trump bumper sticker on their car. They're willing to be dangerous.
General Milley said, quote, "These guys are Nazis. They're the same guys we fought in World War II. Quote, that's a quote. Quote, could be the modern American equivalent of brown shirts in the streets.
Wow. What are brown shirts in the streets?
I don't know.
They were that Nazis. Was like when that, those were the Nazis when it was heating up.
Oh, God.
When they started to take over and storm neighborhoods and pull people out of their houses.
The uniforms.
That's.
And this book just came out today. And that's from a tweet from the legend, Dan Rather. It's very real, people.
Congratulations.
I am a little very excited to go to Texas this weekend. That I did cross my mind yesterday that I'm like driving around. I love road trips. I love driving around. I love going on adventures like that. But I wonder how much Trump stuff throughout Texas I'm going to see. And how emboldened they're going to feel now because like they lost and they're more aggressive.
I think it depends on where you are in the state.
I'm going to be in all kinds of places.
So you're going to get all kinds of things.
Congratulations.
Cast one go. 97 minutes commercial free. What happened, Cass?
I don't know.
Oh, just play the beat.
I don't know.
Oh, Cass, when you get it?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
This is hot. This system.
Oh, the Ghostface remix.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's Ebro, it's Laura Rosenberg, and today's guest right here with us is Lamar Odom. Lamar, what's going on, sir? Queens.
That's right. Ain't nothing. Just chilling in Miami. Relaxing on a business trip.
How you, man? The first thing I wanted to get to is how are you, sir? Like, how are, I know you got the new book out. We're going to delve into that, but just how are you as a human being?
Well,
our first time chopping it up. So I just, you know, we've watched you go through so much.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm in a good place. I'm sober. I'm not getting high. Happy. I know that. I'm happy. I'm really good. And Miami is a beautiful day this morning.
There you go.
tell us about this new book, man. You know, and what we're gonna read when we delve into this, because it seems like you're taking us on the full journey and really peeling back all the layers of everything you went through.
I mean, well, my first book did the same thing,
right?
You know, it talked about you know, my battle, my ups and downs with drugs, and it happened to be a New York Times bestseller. So hopefully I can do the same thing on this book. It'll probably be about my life, you know, what happened in my life after the coma, after I woke up, realized where I was at.
Mm. Let's go back a little bit, Lamar, for the people listening here on Hot 97 in New York. Where exactly are you from in Queens? I know you always had the Lost Boys Association. Take us through the early days, the Queens Lamar Odom.
Well, I'm from South Jamaica, Queens, right side of Van Wyck Boulevard, Linden Boulevard, 131st Street, you know, like a Jamaica Avenue, Sneaker Kid, coming up, Coliseum Mall.
Yeah.
You know, real Queensness, Lincoln Park.
Were you wearing a Mets hat as a kid? Were you running around
Mets fan? The Mets is playing, they playing ball right now.
Yeah, no. Nah, my grandmother used to take us to the Mets game. She was a big time Mets fan. I was more of a Yankee fan coming up.
But wow, violation, sir.
My grandmother used to always
Queens.
She used to always take us to the Mets games and stuff like that. So I like the Mets. I used to love Darryl Strawberry and Dwight Gooden. I ain't gonna front.
And how did you link up with the Lost Boys? Where did that relationship come from?
Oh, my park, Lincoln Park. You know, it's not a. I don't think a day went past that I wasn't in the park, and that's the park where Coach Cheeks is from. Mr. Cheeks is from.
Oh, so you met Cheeks first?
Yeah. When I first started coming outside, Cheeks is the first one I met. People didn't even know Cheeks used to hoop too.
Oh, really? How nice was Cheeks?
Yeah, nah, he could play. He could play. He could play. Real talk. He could definitely play.
Now, were you trying to rap as well, or were you leaving that just to him and you were the baller?
Nah, yeah, I left the rap to the Cheeks.
You want us to believe there was never a lyrical standoff in the park. You never got to a freestyle. You never wrote a rap.
Of course I wrote in my notepad, you know what I'm saying, and kept them to myself, you know what I mean? because they're just my thoughts, really. You feel me?
I never get the chance to ask this question, so maybe you'd be a good person to ask. What was Freaky Ta like?
It was funny. He was spontaneous. I think his voice described it all. That was like his personality. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It came through. It came through his voice for sure.
Yeah, I remember the night that he got killed. The day he got killed, I was in Queens on my man's couch. And woke up to that horrific news. Mm. It fucked us all up for a second.
Now, Lamar, going back to you know, you coming out of the coma and just everything that we saw you go through publicly with your relationship and reality shows. When you look back on that time, is there anything like what's the big headline for you? Was being in a reality show and a public relationship, was that the ultimate thing that kind of started the spiral, or is there more there for us to know about and what you've learned about that time in your life?
Nah, the reality show and you know, and my marriage was like the best part of my adulthood. It was just that I was, you know, I was high in cocaine addiction, you know, at that time. And I couldn't keep my cock in my pants either. That didn't help. So I think that was like more of the if there was a spiral that took place, that's probably where it started.
And so now, you know, fast forward, I see you trolling Tristan on the internet and giving us all giggles because you put Hottie under his lady's photo. Did you know that was gonna cause such a dust up, or you're still interested in Chloe?
Nah, I didn't know that was going to cause a big deal like that. I didn't really think he talking real reckless. they need to check my resume, but you know, I ain't gonna even really get into that. Cause he, what did he say again? Said
he said something about you know it was
God saved you the first time.
Oh yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So right there, I'm like, okay, God saved me the first time, and something about different results.
That's God brought you back the first time. Play if you want different results. All right, chill out.
I'm street, you know, I can't even really play like that. But
and plus, it's
but at the end of the day, like he's my brother, you know what I'm saying, through the fraternity, the NBA. So it won't even like spill over.
I'm glad you said that too, because you know, he's younger than you, one and two.
Yeah.
He hasn't quite been through the things that you've been through in life, so he probably is overreacting in the scenario.
Now, flip side of that coin, though.
You did say hottie, and yeah. you're the ex, so that does cause people.
You got to be real about that.
But I don't even know. They was like, are they on those terms? Is that his girlfriend?
I don't know. It's a good question. I would think you would know better than me.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But I don't never want to disrespect my boundaries with no man and his lady. Cause I know how it was like when we first started dealing with each other, all these dudes coming out the woodwork saying crazy shit and all that. So I don't ever want to be one of those dudes.
Was that a crazy experience being a part of that family kind of as they were really exploding? I mean, they were already big, but when you guys were together, that's when the Kardashians were really becoming like a huge, huge deal nationally and internationally.
No, it was beautiful. You know, the royalty, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's, you know, dealing with them is considered royalty. So it's like having the red carpet rolled out for you wherever you are, wherever you go. You expect it, you know. Life is good. Life is good.
By the way, I'm being told by my team here that Chloe and Tristan are, in fact, broken up. That's the word.
Mm. See?
All right.
There you go.
Whatever.
I think he...
Yeah. I respect you saying you don't want to cause no drama. Things got you left a comment, things went left. It happens. No big deals. It was a good looking photo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
It was an amazing photo.
Lamar, so there's been rumors.
Wait, Lamar, come on, man. Yo, I was trying to clean it up and wrap it up, man.
Come on.
He said it was an amazing photo. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yo, you got to watch this dude, man. I'm learning.
So, Lamar, the rumors are that you'll be on Love & Hip Hop. Now, to what degree will you be on Love & Hip Hop, or is it just like a pop-up situation? And what other, you know, there's rumors that you're dating Carly Red, and that's the Love & Hip Hop play. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I was like talking a little bit, and then, you know, they asked me to go on there. I think they wanted some of that that Kardashian stardust to sprinkle off on their show.
Yeah.
You know, so I think they wanted me to go on there like as an interest of Carly Red, because we like talk like that. But we're not dating or anything like that. She's a cool girl and everything like that. I respect her, but you know, friends, better as friends.
Now, Lamar, listen, I'll be real with you. I never really paid that much attention to you in the celebrity world. I was always a fan of your hooping, man. Like, you were just a constant 15 and 10, could step out and shoot it from three. You just had such a unique game, man, and obviously memorable years in LA. I wanted to ask, you never had a chance to talk to you before. What was your relationship like with the late, great Kobe Bryant?
Brother to brother. Big brother, of course, him being the big brother, me being a little brother. We just being a sponge to learn from one of the best players and one of the best men, you know, I ever met. An incredible dude, incredible work ethic, incredible drive. And I was fortunate enough to play with him and be in a foxhole with him. You know. She's really missed.
What can you say about Kobe as the competitor? Because like we always hear about what he was like and how focused he was. When you think about the Black Mamba in that way, can you describe sort of the competitive nature?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
I mean, it's really hard to describe because the energy is so overwhelming. It's kind of like you got to be there. But his will, you know, to block things out and focus, you know, at a critical time.
Go ahead, please.
I'll give you an example how Ellis Jewel was. You remember that that photo shoot that he did, the all white photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that, right?
Mm-hmm.
How people were like, damn, what you doing? And like they were like trying to judge him about it and questioning him about it.
Yeah, yeah. It was interesting.
Well, we're playing a game in Utah and these nasty fans, they got those pictures on every seat in Utah. Think about that.
And he got to block that out because the world's coming down on him, making fun of him. He got to block that out and perform.
Yeah, let alone the one time in Utah, these nasty people had a blow-up doll with a French maid outfit on. And it had a sign around it that said, no means no. So it was like, you know, wow. I seen him just block out those, you know, shit like that, you know, in order, you know, for in a 3-hour game.
Was he ever hard on you, Lamar?
Yeah. A lot. A lot. All the time.
Would he ever talk to you about the personal life stuff as well?
No, he was, you know, he was, when I was doing the reality show, you know, I went to him. And, you know, that's when he talked to me about, we call it the healthy selfish. There's a time in your life where you got to, you know, shoot the ball and not pass it. So that was, you know, great advice that he and that kind of gave me the green light to do it. And plus the Lakers gave me the green light to do it, too.
And
not to mention, you know, the year I shot the reality show with Chloe, I won the Sixth Man of the Year award, too. That was
wow. Yeah, there you go. That helps. That helps.
You also played with the with Kwame Brown, who's, you know, become very vocal recently on social media and letting people know how he feels.
He should too. He should.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you about him speaking up for himself.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's all you know what who Popeye says is the best, right? What he says? I saw all I can stand and I can't stand no more. Kwame Brown, if you think about what he been through in life before basketball, before the NBA, he's a success story. You know what I'm saying? I think Charlamagne, let me get one of those. I think Charlamagne and all those guys that took those shots at him kind of like bigged him up. But his story is definitely relevant. You know?
In terms of someone who went through that much at home and then overcame it to end up where he ended up?
Hell yeah. playing. She don't made it to the NBA. Number one pick out of high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's ever been done. I think he's the only one to be the number one pick out of high school, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe the first one.
Was Kwame always like a funny and outspoken dude? Because from these videos he puts up, he seems like a guy who pays attention to a lot of what's going on in the world and has a lot to say.
No, he does though. Don't think he's like slow and country. You know what I mean?
And he was always that dude back then.
You know, always had something sick to say. you know, he know numbers. You know what I'm saying? So he know how to count.
He got up that money.
And he about his bread. He about his bread. I got nothing but respect for Kwame Brown. As much time as we played Blue Ray on the plane, he probably owe me a couple of dollars. That's my guy.
By the way, these days, even if Kwame Brown wasn't your guy, evidence would suggest you should say he is your guy because he might roast the fuck out.
Nah, that's another dude. Like I was in the foxhole.
Yep.
You know if you played with me, you probably say Lamar's a good dude, and hopefully I can say you a good dude. And I like to keep it like that. What's up, Ron?
I saw that you recently inked a celebrity boxing deal. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I see that you have another fight.
Who are you fighting? Jake Paul, John Paul, Peter and Paul? No, who are you fighting?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you because can I tell them that about my business with celebrity boxing? Hold on. Uh-huh. Because I own part of the company too. So I'm fighting to build the company up.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying, and double dip on that paper.
Hit it two times.
Facts, but it's like I'm supposed to fight in October.
Okay.
October 10th in Miami, and I don't know if they found an opponent yet. But I would love. I think the biggest money grab would be fight one of the Paul brothers, right? The one that didn't fight Floyd.
So you mean Jake?
Yeah.
Jake's a big boy, Lamar. Jake is Aaron Carter is not Jake Paul. By the way, Lamar worked Aaron Carter, guys.
I'm not saying he was, but I'll just, you know, the bigger the opponent, the better the opponent, I'll just train harder.
You know, Have you been doing this for a minute, the boxing training?
I started training boxing in like 2007, pound for pound gym in LA. Terry Claiborne was my trainer.
All right. Listen,
I know I can get better at it. You know what I'm saying? Like that wasn't my best performance, but I know I can get better at it. So, okay.
Well, you know, when I see cats doing the celebrity boxing thing, my hope is either A, the bag is worth the while, or B, this is something that they're really passionate about. It sounds like it's both for you.
That's a fact. That's a total fact. That is a total fact, bro.
Yeah, get that. Yeah. You know, hearing you talk about your addictions and overcoming and the things you went through in your life, you know, just as a black man and everything you deal with coming up in Queens, your father, I believe, if I recall, your father had some addiction issues too and was in and out of your life. Where is your relationship at with your father these days?
My pops, speaking of him, he passed away. Like,
sorry to hear that.
That's all right, like last month. And you know why I'm gonna miss him though, Ebro, because he was an addict too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's gonna be the one relationship that I had or that I've had or and have that is like it was non-judgmental.
Mm. Right.
You know what I mean? And I think that's what I'm gonna miss most about him.
Did you guys get to talk about your addictions and did that relationship help?
Hell yeah. My pops was man real. My pops told me the first time he started fucking with dope, he was like 12 years old.
Hmm.
Well, my pops, he went through a lot. My pops' father was killed by his girlfriend. So, I mean, you can only imagine that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody got a story.
When you first got exposed to drugs, how old were you?
I was like 25, 24. Are you talking about marijuana or just like
whatever drugs. whatever led you to being addicted? Were that can you identify
like,
that?
I was like, yeah, I was like 24, 25, and it happened like right here in Miami. Yeah, that's a wild story too. But
yeah. Was that always your drug of choice? Was coke the number one?
Yeah. The first time I did it, it was like orgasmic feeling.
Mm. And that's what you're as an addict, you're always chasing that feeling, right?
The first time, I think.
Yeah.
That's what they call the dragon, right?
Mm.
And I'm a sex fiend too, so if I could take a drug, it can make me feel like I'm coming all the time. What the fuck? I'm gonna be looking for it. Real rap.
Are you what kind of sobriety are you living with right now? Are you completely sober? Where are you at right now with it?
Yeah, no, I mean I smoke bud. But I don't fuck around with any hard drugs. I don't even really get the urge. I think I've mastered risk and reward.
Mm.
You know, like getting high, like you know, you got to be in like a real, really, really ill headspace to be high. And getting high, it would defeat the purpose of me because it would make me feel uncomfortable. I'd be looking over my shoulder, where I'm gonna get it from? Who the fuck gonna tell? It's gonna be on TMZ. It'll be too much. It'll be way too embarrassing to try to get high. So that's even before I got high. So to try to get high, I would have to embarrass myself. I would have to take myself to like a low place. And I'm a king who realizes his worth at
there
this point.
There you go. Talk
right
that
now,
talk. Talk that talk.
You know what I'm saying? So
there you go.
Again, well,
and also too, you almost killed yourself. So that's another piece where it's
that's another thing, Ebro. We could get to that. You know, like I'm sitting here talking to y'all, you know, about me fucking around and you know doing drugs and all that. I think that's one of the reasons why God saved me, because He didn't want me to go out with that name, because I didn't do drugs that night.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
I guess they was giving me some. That dude Dennis Hoff was trying to poison me or something, my guy. For real.
Oh, because you were at Dennis, you were at the bunny ranch.
Yeah.
Did you ever look into that? Was there ever any sort of
Nah, by the time I woke up and put it together, he was already dead. You know what I'm saying? Time goes by. But nah.
But wow, so that night you were just with girls, you weren't even doing drugs. Were you drinking?
Nah. You know, I can't even really remember that. I would probably most think that I had a drink.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I didn't do any drugs that night. So you could imagine me when I woke up from this shit and they told me I had a drug overdose. So first of all, I'm embarrassed. I'm mad and I'm sad. And like, why would somebody want to do that to me? You know, and then it's like, it's a funny, you got to make fun of everything, joke or critical in your life. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, why he ain't telling me? Because it had to be an ill mixture. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck? Wait, what the fuck was it? You know what I mean? That's the drug addict in me that says that. But I don't know. It's a fucked up situation. I can make light up now. I'm here. He not. You know.
Well, look, you know, just making it through that and being able to tell that story, you know, and share with other people who struggle with addiction. Right. Because that's a certain type of person, you know, is that your calling going forward? I mean, you know, listening to you, you know, talk about being a New York Times bestseller, the endeavor with the celebrity boxing, you know, you seem very comfortable in this next phase of your life.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think I'm trying to find my purpose. You know what I mean? If I got to take a shot or, you know, take some pain to, but actually telling my story is actually very therapeutic. There's no pain in it. And if it can help people grow or learn or get better, then maybe that's what maybe that's why the Lord saved me.
A couple quick things before we let you go. Are you watching this Team USA debacle? Do you have any?
It's not a debacle. Didn't they win last night?
Oh, they won last night?
They won last night.
They bounced back? Okay. You were on Team USA, though. You were on Team USA before. Does this worry you at all, or is this just them?
Twice, yeah. I was on it twice. Once we played in the Olympics where, I don't know what the hell happened. They was jerking us, and we kind of lost it. We ain't play our best players all the time. And then I was on the team, on the World Championship team in 2010, where we won gold.
And what do you think of this team? Yeah, what do you make of this?
I think they're a little undersized, honestly. Not taking them away from the guys that are on the team. I think they might have problems with teams like Spain. Like big, that played through the post. But other than that, I mean, the guard play is real. I think they just need to focus on team defense. You know, obviously we can score the ball with those killers that we got out there. I just think that if we focus on team defense, on getting stops consistently, that we'll be all right. We'll win the goal. Because I think in the NBA, we should be able to take the third best player from every NBA team, or at least the second best player from NBA and team, and still win a goal. By this point, come on, we gotta be serious about it.
Hasn't the world gotten much better at basketball? I mean, look, you look at Team Nigeria.
Yeah, because you gotta understand, they playing in countries where they could turn pro at 13, 14. They paying them and all that, so they prepared already professionally, mentally by the time they play against us. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if they let us turn pro at 16, like that. The best high school players can leave after their sophomore year and their junior year. We will be unstoppable. You know, because you know that's our game. Don't get it twisted.
Well, and then not only that, but a lot of them come to the U.S. and play on teams anyway, and then go back during the Olympics and play for those teams.
Yeah, they get better. We grow them. But you know, I mean, they got the formula with that. They winning with that formula. We should have been adapted to that. Like, what they doing with the G League right now, how they let them come over early at 18, we late. I can go to war. I can vote. I can't make money. They doing it with college now, too. So,
well, yeah, now we might see some changes finally there with college players being able to get some money.
Yeah. Yo, Lamar, man, thank you for your time today. We're gonna close out this conversation. Classic Queens rap. What you want to hear right now? You pick a record, man. What you want to hear?
Let me hear Nas and Raekwon.
Oh, okay.
Nice pick.
Some verbal intercourse or some...
No, what's the joint with Farrakhan?
Eye for an eye?
Nah, shit. Rich and Black.
Oh, okay.
Let's do it. Lamar, thank you for your time today, bro.
Yes, sir.
Whenever you're in New York, man, pull up, man.
Yeah,
come to the studio, hang out, bro.
That's a fact. I'll fuck around.
Stay focused, man. We love you, man.
Yes,
take
sir.
Care. All right, man. All right, peace.
Bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Late at night, Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, early in the morning. Thanks for joining us. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. It's going to be hot outside today.
I mean, as it should be. It's July.
All those days we were having the other day where it was like 70, that was nonsense. I was worried. I was worried we were going to get robbed of summer.
That's the good nonsense.
I was. Which part?
70s is good nonsense.
Overcast in 70s in July?
I mean, it's better than, you know, Portland and being 115 degrees. You know, like, I'll take the... If we're going to get nonsense, I'll take it being in the 70s. Because today's too hot. I'll keep it real. You keep mentioning it's going to be sunny. I don't care what it's going to be because I'm not going to be outside. It was hot yesterday. And they didn't... Yesterday wasn't
awkwardly
even...
Awkwardly hot.
It was awkwardly hot. And yesterday wasn't even big deal hot.
No.
I had to walk bareback from the vet. I was like,
It's hot.
It's just humid, nasty.
It's summertime in the city, man.
No, no, I know. It's right.
Yeah,
I
mean, I'm with it.
What's wrong with y'all?
It's not the Pacific Northwest, you know, which has been, I mean, you want to know if the world's ending. You know that in Portland, it's been so crazy in Portland during the worst of the heat wave. They had to shut down public transportation because the streetcar lines were melting because they were only built to last up to 110 degrees because they thought that's enough considering the people of Portland don't even own air conditioners by and large.
It's so crazy.
That's the whole area all the way up through Seattle, all the way up. Yeah. Vancouver.
In the Pacific Northwest, there were hundreds of deaths. So we send in love out to all our people in the Pacific Northwest. It was a wild, really scary few weeks.
In Canada, it's wild, too. I saw an article of a whole town that went up in flames. And I told you, the article of all those mussels and clams that were cooked to death.
We talked about it. You weren't... Laura, you were on your first trip with your daughter. And I talked about what you're talking about right now. Nobody else in the room cared.
No.
It's insane to me.
See? Wait, so mussels and clams
were out
there?
More than a billion.
When the tide receded like it normally does, it's so hot outside that the mussels and clams, they baked right there on the beach.
Wait, and were they literally edible?
I mean, that's where I went. I was like, yo, who's got the hot sauce?
Like, who just starts walking up with hot sauce? Right, like, man, this right here.
Exactly.
But How did you know? A billion? That's a lot. Like, that's not even, that's...
So that, all that tells me is the next time I go to the seafood spot, they're going to be running the price up.
Or cheaper. They'll be like, oh, we probably got a cheaper. Lot.
Yeah, or we just got a huge shipment in.
Pre-cooked.
Pre-cooked.
Oysters aren't supposed to be cooked.
That is scary, though.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You never had fried oysters?
Man? I do. I actually prefer fried oysters to regular oysters. I don't like oysters like that.
I love oysters. You won't eat a raw oyster?
I will eat it, but it's not.
Your face says no.
Raw clams? Clams?
Nah, I ain't messing with no raw clams.
I'm a clam guy.
I'm more mussels.
I don't like none of the raw mussels.
The only raw one I'll do is oysters. That's it. Everything else, no thanks.
Clams.
You look like an oyster shooter type of person. Laura Stiles.
No.
Put in a shot glass and some horseradish and hot sauce.
Hold on. Don't act like you're above it. It's the same thing. One is a shell, one is a glass.
Yeah. I know. For some reason, I'll never order it, though.
In the glass.
Yeah, no. Just give me
How about y'all bring me some fried shrimp, some coconut shrimp?
Some calamari, maybe?
Calamari, I'm good to go. But even that, when you give me the big one with mad tentacles, I'm good.
I like the tentacles.
Me, too. I won't eat the tentacles. Only the rings. It creeps me out.
I like the tentacles.
Yeah. The tentacles have little holes in them. Yeah.
Raw calamari? Calamari? No? No?
I'm good on it.
Raw's a stretch. I like grilled. I like a nice grilled calamari. Right,
grilled or fried.
All right, this food special has been brought to you by Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Shawnee, don't feel obligated to say grilled just because health nut over here said it. You want that fried calamari.
I actually like grilled more than I like fried.
You're bugging.
Yo, man.
Now, grilled is good.
You're lying.
I like it in ceviche.
Fried and heavily breaded, baby.
Yes, thank you, Cass.
You like it in ceviche. Yes, it's good in ceviche.
Compared
to a fried one where you're dipping in the delicious sauce and it's fried, come on, man. Like, listen, Ebro, we know if you have a quesadilla, you got to the hospital, but you can't start denying things that are
crazy. I wasn't denying it because it's fried. I was just saying I like grilled calamari.
You said better. I like it more.
I do like grilled more. I like grilled octopus, too.
That's good.
I'm good on that.
The whole tentacle with the little suction cup on it.
Yeah. You know how I feel about holes.
Yummy.
With the suction hole.
Nice and chewy. It's like chewing bubble gum. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you want bubble gum fish? Chill, fam.
Yo, that sounds so
Yo, foul. Call right now. 800-223-9797. DJ John is here.
Johnny.
It's DJ John. DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Hey, John.
DJ John.
I got two things before we get to the phone call and what you're giving away. One, what is this computer phone setup you have here in front of you before?
Well, I've been going live on my IG.
Okay.
My segment.
Every day he goes live, and the live only has him talking. They can't really hear us. We're like in the distance.
Well, you guys were remote. Now you guys are back in.
Got it, okay.
Oh, when we were remote, they couldn't hear
anything. And what's the computer for?
Just to hold it.
Got it. That's what you're going with.
Yeah. Into.
So you don't want to hold it with your hand?
No.
But you want to have your computer open because we know you're going to try to Google the answer to whatever the question is.
Not really. I'm on reading the daily news.
Mm. Okay, we're watching you.
Now, my next question.
Sure.
Let's have a talk about Tex-Mex.
Okay.
What is Tex-Mex?
From Texas and Mexican food.
So it's together.
It's their laziness of making Mexican food.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. So is it have anything to do with Tejano and Mexican?
You could say that, but it's really like they use the word Texas because it's from Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
So it's really marketing to the whitey. It's really marketing to whitey so that they will have Mexican food.
White laziness. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Well, why do you say that?
I don't know. Well, so the reason I ask, it's interesting because for the audience, if you don't know, Juanito's family has been in the restaurant business for your whole life. Mostly,
pretty much.
Right? Yep. And make Mexican food.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, of course. But Rosenberg's on his way to Texas, and he was looking for a Tex-Mex spot.
Well, that was how I verbalized it. I really just was thinking I want some good Mexican food in Texas, and I used the word Tex-Mex because I kind of thought that's what a lot of the places are.
So I didn't know Tex-Mex was a... I thought it was just like a word that people use. I didn't know it was actual cuisine.
It is. Yeah, it's actual cuisine. Honestly, Rosenberg, I thought you were looking for the actual cuisine.
Well, no, I'm good with that, too.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is those... When I go to said Tex-Mex spot, most of the food I'm going to order is going to be just the Mex part of Tex-Mex.
So I have a question for Juanito.
But I guess the Tex-Mex is kind of all Mex is what I'm learning.
Yeah, what's the difference between Tex-Mex and straight up Mexican food, Juanito?
It's just a lazy way. Like how they do the tacos, like the hard shell, like hard shell tacos, that's considered Tex-Mex. Like no one eats a hard shell taco like
in Mexico.
Okay.
I told you guys. Yes.
So you'll
mind
have,
blown. Well,
someone will add enchilada, cheese on the enchilada, right?
Yeah.
But then some will add the sour cream on top. Like, that's, you don't really add the sour cream, depends on what state you're from. But in Texas, they might add a bacon on the enchilada on top
right,
of it.
Like, other
stuff on top of it that you don't need. Mad nachos. There's California style nachos, and then there's nachos.
Like, I always explain to him that like chili con carne is not a Mexican thing. It's very much Tex-Mex.
Yeah,
like no one in Mexico eats chili con carne.
But to be clear, it is a cuisine that is still a Mexican cuisine. Essentially,
it's like
a hybrid.
Yeah,
yep.
with there's Tex things thrown into Mexican cuisine.
Got it.
Yeah, it's just more of an English version.
Yes,
commercialized
like Flor de Mayo.
No.
Yes.
Florida Mayo is not Tex-Mex.
No, it's not. No. But it's a hybrid of like Peruvian food and Asian food.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah.
Well, you mean it's like fusion? Yeah, it's like fusion.
Hold on. Tex-Mex and Florida Mayo is two different things.
No,
Florida Mayo is popping.
No, he just means.
Oh, wow. Here comes disrespect.
Everybody just chill. We got way off the path. Way off the path. He was just talking. Cass One was talking about fusion.
Yeah.
And this isn't even
close. But I hear in your voice, and this is why I'm bringing it up, Juanito, because I saw this on Twitter yesterday. From Mexican people, there was definitely like, yo, that Tex-Mex.
Trash.
Exactly.
Mm.
And yeah. I wanted to bring that to the air because I don't think that people outside of the culture, your culture, would understand that or see that and know that it was basically whitey stole, tried
but
to take Mexican
food. But it's not
really
that. It's not whitey. I don't think it's whitey stole it. Hold on. Is this food being prepared by white people?
No, but
did they,
understand.
But did they get the restaurants and go, we want to make this more palatable for white people? Or did Mexican entrepreneurs go, hey, let's get white people more into this by sprucing up our Mexican food with ingredients they know?
Well, someone legit on Twitter called it gentrified Mexican food.
Facts.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. The whole conversation was so annoying. I was just referring to getting some Mexican food in Texas, Tex-Mex, whatever you want to call it.
But it's a good learning, though.
It's food of the culture. It's food of that area. Juanito's also not of that area. Like, did Mexican people from Texas feel that way?
I've been to Texas. I don't understand what they eat. They don't really eat Tex-Mex. It's just a commercialized food, like gentrified food. That's it.
Okay. I'd be curious to hear about it from Tejano people from Texas. I'd just be curious.
Mm. I'm curious, too.
Because we are, I mean, kind of talking out of our ass.
You are.
Well, he's been involved in Mexican restaurants his whole life. I thought he may have some, credibility in this space. You, sir, have not.
True. So I'm going to ask
you're
you
right just now. You're a tourist who, like me, saw Tex-Mex on a sign and was like,
hey, that sounds good.
Sounds like a thing.
Y'all got some nachos? Let's get a crack. That's all I'm
just
about.
Trying to learn.
It's like comfort food, basically.
Because history tells
me. Let him keep talking, bro. Let's see if you want to stay with
me. History tells me that a lot of things that we think are just like were actually either forced upon people or taken, and they just accepted it because they didn't have no choice and they wanted to make some money.
That could very much be true.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just trying to learn. Let's go to Morgan. Morgan!
Good morning.
Are you ready to answer Laura Styles' question super fast and be smarter than DJ John?
I'm ready.
All right. What are we playing for, John?
Oh, 2021 Hot 97 Summer Jam.
Summer Jam
tickets. August 27th, Swicket, MetLife Stadium. Sorry, add up burp. And yeah, Migos, Meek Mill, and more. Rosenberg and Friends, Drewski and Friends, Megan.
It's Real Late Live with Rosenberg.
Thank Real you. Late Live with Rosenberg. Sorry.
Come on, son.
I'm not just a regular and friend.
Okay? Yo, and wait. Clear. Yo, are we telling people about there's a major announcement?
420.
At 420? Oh, y'all wilding with the 420. Roll something up. Blaze something. Today at 420, we announce more artists to Summer Jam.
420.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Tata, Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
All right, here we go, Morgan. Pay attention.
Okay. All right, Morgan. Answer this question. Jim Jones is part of what group?
Ooh, that's tough.
Hold on. Jim Jones.
Dipset.
Ooh. Pow, blam. Yo, Cast One, you think you could pull together a Dipset locks warm-up just because we got the news yesterday?
Yeah, of course.
Right at 8 o'clock, a quick little Dipset locks warm-up to celebrate the next verses coming to Madison Square Garden August 3rd. Okay, Laura Stiles, a question.
DJ John, can you tell us?
Jones the second, born.
Wait, why are you talking?
Sorry.
I was going to ask you, what is Jim Jones's middle name?
Oh, I got it right. So that's my guy anyway. So.
What is it?
He read it. He cheated.
But I already knew that because I always
Googling. He was Googling.
What's the name? I didn't hear it yet.
It's Guillermo.
I said before she said the question.
So then you got it.
So then you got it wrong because she didn't ask the question yet.
But yeah, oh, that but was he the was question. Cheating.
But you still haven't said it.
And we still don't know.
You just still didn't
say
it.
Guillermo.
I never heard it.
Oh, you just said it now. But it took too long. Yo, Morgan, you going to Summer Jam? You in the building, Morgan. You will see A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos. You will see Saweetie. You will see CJ, L Alpha, Farruko. You will see Swizz Beatz do a New York City tribute to DMX. Yo, that New York City tribute to DMX,
that's gonna fire. Be fire,
yo,
guys.
Y'all better buckle up.
Swizz Beatz is gonna show off crazy. They're gonna bring it home. It's gonna be amazing.
And if you're not on the line right now and your name is Morgan, that means you go to Ticketmaster and get your tickets, or you keep it locked after 8. Laura Stiles is going to have some more tickets to Summer Jam. Morgan, hang on, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we'll get your info, send you to Summer Jam, August 22nd, MetLife Stadium. Laura Stiles, you want to do it right now?
Yeah, let's go.
Flashing lights time.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
We have to talk about this Richard Sherman story. So, according to reports, Richard Sherman was arrested early in the morning in Washington for burglary, domestic violence. Okay? We played a 911 call from his ex-wife because she calls him my husband. So I was a bit unclear. But, you know, he was intoxicated and she called because she was scared that he was going to hurt himself. Mm. Check this out.
911, what are you reporting?
I need officers to my house now. My husband is drunk and threatening to kill himself.
Stop. Are there any weapons?
There's no gun. I'm saying there are no weapons, ma'am. There are no weapons.
You need to stop interrupting me so I can get the information I need to get officers expedited.
I need officers here now.
What's he doing that you think he's going to harm himself?
He's being aggressive. He has sent text messages. I took the keys out. They're in your car. He's trying to leave now in the house. He's being aggressive. He's wrestling with my uncle. He's threatening to kill himself. He has sent text messages to people saying he's going to hang himself. And he's saying that if the police show up, that so please don't shoot is what I'm asking. He has no weapon.
He said
if the police show up, that he'll try to fight them. So they need to understand that he is.
Okay.
So
he's not armed, is what she was saying.
Right. So according to reports, cops say when they arrived on the scene, he became uncooperative and combative during questioning. Allegedly fought the cops so much, told the canine was deployed. A cop say he was taken to the hospital and to be looked at for possible injuries before he was eventually booked in county jail.
So Richard Sherman clearly has a mental health thing going on. And hopefully he's going to get the help he needs. He was signed to the 49ers. Is he currently signed to a football team?
No, he's a free agent.
And he's also, but you know, he's also a part of the players union. He's like a player.
I think he's vice president or something like that.
So
it's very weird, man. But I listen, who knows if it's football related? It could be CTE related. Maybe he's had traumatic brain injuries.
Well, that's what I was saying. That is football related.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I agree with you. It could be that. It's just really, it's so weird. It's just hard to picture him so out of control. You know, he's never
had a record of this, right?
Never.
First time.
I don't think there's been any stories about Richard Sherman of anything off the field, you know?
I mean, this guy, when you speak of just his intellect and whom he is, I mean, this guy's a Stanford grad. You know what I mean?
Stanford graduate who's always like, just when he talks, he's compelling and interesting and smart. And
but that doesn't mean he's not having emotional issues.
No,
you know,
that's
what's going on here. And I also want to add in, reports are that he had drinking a bottle of vodka and a bottle of Hennessy.
Shout out to his wife, or
which
ex-wife.
Is bad decision making, no matter what you're going through.
Correct. And shout out to her for whatever their status is, the way she appeared to be handling it as calmly as she could to help him. And then she put out a statement just to tell everyone he didn't harm anyone. Yo, I mean, I don't know what their status is, but that's some ride or die ish right there. She made sure yesterday she put out a statement to be like, I want people to know he did not harm anyone in this. People don't always do that. They let people speculate days and days and days. And she came out like, no, I want to be clear.
And in the call, she clearly says like she was scared that he was going to hurt himself.
Right. She didn't sound like she was scared for herself. Right. She sounded like she was scared for him.
Yo, and if you're a 911 operator, dispatch, did that lady do a good job? Dispatch?
You said people were roasting her, right?
Yeah, I saw people roasting her. When I listened to it, it sounded like she was definitely condescending, short, and all these other things. And when somebody's going through a crisis, I don't know if that's how you deal with it or not.
Normally, when you hear 911 operators, don't they usually get a quick 123 and then they ask for the address right away?
I'm not that experienced. So that's why I'm asking, if somebody works for a dispatch, do they think that this woman did a great job? Because it sounds a little crazy for the unexperienced.
You don't just trust Twitter's judgment of it? You don't think that they know? When Twitter heard it and decided, you think they weren't all trained? What's wrong with you, man?
Oh, man. I just really hope he gets the help that he needs. That's your Flash and Light Report. The time is 8:02, high of 89 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Ladies and gentlemen, more artists added to Summer Jam. You want to know whom? 420 today. Roll something and join us. Who picked 420? What's going on in the back offices here? I'm smoking weed. Dipset in the locks. A little celebration, a pre-versus celebration coming up after Ride or Die.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg, good morning, everyone. Yo, Laura, did you see? Your country lost to Juanito's country last night. You saw that?
No, I didn't. You talking soccer?
Yeah, man.
Football.
Guatemala got crushed by Mexico. Juanito, you're a good guy. Normally, if that was Rosenberg's country, you would have came in with your whole outfit on.
With a poncho on.
Your Mexico poncho
on. Of course.
But you wouldn't do that to Laura.
Never with Laura.
I mean, also,
I love Laura.
Peter? Mexico's supposed to be Guatemala. Let's just be real.
Facts.
Everyone's supposed to be Guatemala.
Yo,
Wow. There it is.
This Guatemala's about to beat your ass. Okay.
I don't even know Guatemala had a soccer team.
Yo, y'all gonna keep going? You know how many Guatemalans we got listening to?
Oh, my God. I'm going to call all Guatemalans at Rosenberg Radio.
Guatemanteca attack.
I never saw the national team like that. Mexico's a decorated national team.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Guatemala is a country, Juanito.
Oh. We're a small country, but we're rocking.
That's
we're
right.
We're fighting. Rock for your people. Continue to fight.
Love small.
Laura, who's your favorite player on the Guatemalan side?
Don't do this. Why are you doing this? Why are you? Yo, we were talking about off the air just a second ago. We saw this story. Simone Biles jumped into her new man's DMs. So she's got this awesome relationship going on. And it prompted me, I wanted to take calls from ladies, man. Did you reach out to your dude first in your relationship?
A lot of women are doing that now. Shoot your shot. Simone Biles said, look, I slid into his DMs. I saw him. I was like, oh, he's pretty cute. And I said, hi. You know, there's an app called Bumble where women...
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. Where women basically make the first move.
Yeah, they have to.
Yeah, so men sign up, and obviously, if they match, the woman has to say, hey, reach out first.
Did you make the first move? 800-223-9797. Laura, did you make the first move?
No, I didn't.
Your man shot the shot.
Yeah, but I definitely made the first move before.
We know that.
One time, I told this guy, oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
Here we go.
I said, You still have a girlfriend? That's not gonna last long.
Wow. Bomb that. Bomb that.
Just call me when you're ready.
Yo, wow. Like,
call me when you're ready.
Wow.
Yo, that is aggressive.
You're a home wreck.
Call me when you're ready.
I was very bold.
That's home wreck.
Wow, that and he called me the following week.
Yo, you straight shattered his home.
Wow.
Wow, she wrecked. She wrecked.
This was a long time ago, but I remember I was like, wow, I was bold for that one.
A while ago.
But yeah, a lot of women are shooting their shot now, as they should.
No, I have no problem with it. I figured it was, for dudes. I don't think we anticipate a girl shooting their shot. Like,
Would you guys be turned off by
No. It just depends on how aggressive and thirsty it is.
It depends.
What if they just say hello?
Oh, that's clean.
Hi is good. Hey, all that's clean.
Well, hold on. But why are you acting like if they go any more than that,
like,
though? She's a harlot.
Yes.
Disgusting.
Like, what?
No,
you're saying hot.
Say that.
Well, yeah. But hold on.
I'm just
hold
not
on.
Turned on by somebody who's over aggressive. That's it.
I'm just listening to the tone of both your guys' voices. You're like, yeah, no, it's cool. High
right.
is okay.
Right.
High
right. Is, but like, if what God, did you just say?
But if they were to say, like, what would be too far? If they're like, hey, I would love to go out sometime.
What if they go, yo, what's up with you? What's going on?
What's
all
up with
fun.
You?
All that's fine.
He's sure? got that yeah, little girlfriend, fun. And he could last.
That right there. Yeah, that's right too there. Far. That's too far. Laura, if Laura did that, I would never.
But this is somebody I already knew, okay? It's like I didn't know him.
How did it work? In the end, did it work out?
We dated for a couple months.
Okay. I just mean, that worked out.
Jessica's on the line. She shot her shot. Jessica, what era did you shoot your shot in?
Back in the MySpace days.
Oh, man.
MySpace. Okay.
What did you say?
I just thought he was cute. I hit him up because we had a mutual friend, and then he just took it from there.
You were like, yo, let me be in your top eight, pa.
Yeah, and we're about to be married 5 years together.
Oh, wow. All right.
It worked out.
You went from his top eight to his top one. That's beautiful.
Congrats.
That's
thanks,
cool.
Jessica. Thank you so much. Star, you shot your shot.
I did.
And how's it going?
It's going well. We're going 6 years strong. Oh, getting ready.
Wow. There we go.
There you go. Where, how did you do it?
We were at a club. He was a bouncer. And I told my girlfriend, I'm like, he is fine. I got to get at him. And I just stepped to him and was like, I like you. And we've been inseparable ever since.
Wow, and you got into the clubs. That's really all you wanted. You was tired of waiting online. Keep it 100.
You're right.
Yeah. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
So wait, Shani, if Laura jumped in your DMs and said what she said to that one dude, that's too aggressive, right?
That's too aggressive.
You know what it is? I think I like to chase a little bit. I think dudes like to chase. I like to chase. So, it doesn't have to be like Tupac. I don't wonder if it's that easy, like that extreme. But I like to pursue.
I'm not. So if you're pursuing me, Shani, I don't want to pursue too. I don't want nothing too hard.
Well, not too hard. You know what I'm saying? But I like to.
I was trying to be a jerk and just make you guys sound like Neanderthals. But the truth is, I'm somewhere between you. I get it. Like, because we're used to chasing.
Right.
I'm used to it. I want to chase because that's what you're built into. And then when a woman turns around and she's like, "You got me," I'm like, "Whoa, do I have you?"
I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready. Wait, now you're chasing me? She's
Hey, did you notice me looking at you? No, I didn't.
And then you're turning around.
Now I'm scared.
Right. Now I'm scared. She's like, "Let me get your number so we can talk later." I'm
Whoa,
is that too aggressive? Hey, can I get your number so we can talk later?
It's
a girl
not.
Steps to you and says that.
I'll tell you this. Like, the only times I've ever met women, there's only a handful of times when I met a woman who's like straight up, when I can meet them, I can tell they're down for whatever off top. I ran every time. But that was being too, when I say too aggressive, I mean it was sexually aggressive.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Like they're like, "Hey, it is what it is."
Right,
and I'm I don't know if
it is.
It ain't what it is. That sounds like
it
too much.
It ain't what it is.
This feels like a setup.
But if she's a good looking girl and then she tells you, she just say, "Oh, let me get your number so we can talk later."
"Let me get your number" is actually a little strong.
Yo, this is incredible.
Wow.
Even if she says it nicely, but she's like, "Let me get your number."
Oh, you're a punk.
No, you're not.
There we go.
You're a punk.
Oh, my God. "Let me get your number so we can talk later." That's too much. Like, I understand Rosenberg's point where he's, like, overly sexually aggressive. Okay, I get that, right?
Yeah.
But if she's like, "Yo, let's exchange numbers and talk later," you would be like, "Oh, my God, that's too much."
No. It just depends. If she's stepping to me like, "Yo, let me get your number."
No, here's the thing, Shani. Let me help.
Shani is articulating it as if the woman stepped to him like a dude.
See, I was going to say.
And was very aggressive about it, he would be turned off. What Laura's saying is, if she was just adult conversation,
right. But can I
help with that,
Shani? Here's what Shani wants, or at least here's what I want. I think we're on the same page. It's if you go, "Let me get your number," that feels real dude-ish. But if she said it in a cute way that we see as what we're accustomed to, I'm sorry, Laura. I'm not saying it's right. I'm telling you how I feel. If they were,
and by the way, Laura. Don't huff and puff as if women ain't out here
picking
us apart about every little word every little word or thing we emote the wrong way. We're getting picked apart all the time. So relax, Mom.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, King, for letting me shine.
Yes, King.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, King.
If the girl were to say in a cute way, though, where she's like, you should probably take me out sometime.
Right.
Okay, that's it. Yo, so are you gonna call me, or you should call me, or whatever it may be?
Yeah.
You want that? I'm not gonna lie. You want them to sort of empower you a little bit, not be like, "Yo, I'm gonna take you out sometime."
But why does she have to say it like that? "Yo, I'm gonna take you out." How about let's show you a good time?
How about Laura let these men tell their truth? How about
yes, King?
Wow.
Gosh.
Yo, let's get to the gurus, man. Straighten out the energy.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's where the squad gets together to uplift you.
That's right.
To heal you. To guide you.
That's right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator.
lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Cleanse the energy.
Shiny Culture burns sage, and Rosenberg leads us in breathing exercises. Who's in need? Rosenberg.
Oosa.
Oosa. Yo, we need a Breath Mint sponsorship. All this break, yo, fam. It just sounds like.
Where do you see my?
What's the way?
Let me jump over your bed in your ear.
Yo, let me get your number. Let me take you out.
I like that.
You like that?
I mean, it felt, you know what I'm saying?
All right, focus.
Yo. Say it soft, you know what I'm saying? Let me get your number.
No, that's not what a dude does. It doesn't sound good. Laura, do it again.
Let me get your number. Let me take you out.
Oh, I'd be like,
Shawnee.
I look over like, oh, what?
Shawnee's looking. Shawnee, are you visually
I'd be like, yo, let me get your phone. I'll put my number in right now.
Let me get your number.
All right, gurus, focus.
Oh, sorry.
And then Shawnee responds with, wait till you see my. She's like, whoa, Jay.
Now who's being aggressive?
Whoa. Right. I just I go, know. Shout out to Africa.
That's right. Thank you for saying that. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. So many good ones these days. Thank you, everyone. They're coming hot and heavy right now. Hi, wow. Gurus and Ebro and Cast. Because I know you're going to end up giving advice anyway, LOL. I'll try to make it brief as possible. I live in Toronto and listen every morning, so your opinions are well respected. In 2016, I started dating a guy from Passaic, New Jersey. Let's call him L. Drove back and forth between Toronto and New Jersey about 16 times in the 2 years we were together to give our relationship hope of surviving. Visiting so many times caused me to get close to his friends. One of his close friends being a girl who would always ask me things about our relationship. And when she knew I was in town, would always try to plan things in group settings, even though him and I wanted to spend time alone. She actually was also the cause of our first fight because she texted me a picture of him looking at another girl's picture, which, to be honest, started my trust issues with him. I never suspected anything fishy of her despite that incident. However, I did have a jealous streak of certain girls on social media. Anyway, safe to say, I had inner work to do and have now thankfully done. Shouts to self-reflection. Shouts to self-reflection. We broke up in July 2018. Ever since then, I've always thought maybe he was the one. I did end up dating someone new in January 2019 and got pregnant and gave birth in November 2019. My baby's father dipped 2 weeks into my son being born. All the while, I start missing Elle. Elle reaches out to me on Valentine's Day 2020 to make amends. Not reconcile, but just apologize for things that happened. We make amends. Meanwhile, Elle doesn't mention his new girl until he starts texting me afterward. Long story short, new girl is that female friend. Now that I know they're together, it's all starting to click that she had a plan all along. Should I just put him in the past and leave him there?
Yes.
Or should I attempt to say how I feel even if nothing changes? It's just weighing heavy on me. Everything reminds me of him. And maybe saying how I feel will allow me to move on. Love listening to you all. Shout to Laura and congrats on baby girl from a fellow Guatemalan.
Well, y'all lost the game last night.
And you lost this relationship. So says the guru.
And so,
damn.
My gosh. Cass is not wrong. You should just let it go, man. This sounds like bunch of drama. It's a hot mess. You need to move on with your life.
Yeah, it's fairly simple.
I mean, I don't know. I guess for some people, it's therapeutic to have like one closing argument, one closing discussion. And if you feel that you need to do it, but.
So what are you going to do? Have him dump homegirl?
Exactly.
Get back with you?
It's not going to happen.
And then she's going to be lurking like it should be us.
It's horrible. You should let it go. Just for your sanity, for your future, let it go and start fresh.
Yeah, I don't think it sounds like this is it, you know? It doesn't.
So you guys are saying what Cass One already said?
No, we're saying it our way, the guru
yeah,
way.
Yeah, just giving, you know, a little explanation. But really, it doesn't need much. It's in the past. You have a child now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're in a new relationship.
No, she's not in a new relationship. That's over.
Oh, that's over. Well, you moved on in a real way.
And, you know, you appreciate things when you leave them and all that other good stuff.
But just because she has a baby, that means she can't ever have another love interest again?
You can. You absolutely can.
You should move
on. If it was him, guys? What if he was the one? What if the relationship was just different?
He's not the one. He's already cheated and moved on, and it's not with you. So you can't hold on to the past.
We don't know that he cheated.
He didn't cheat.
He didn't cheat. Right, he just ended up with her afterwards.
Oh, well. Right. It just sounds messy, fam.
It's
move
messy.
On. Move
it,
on.
Let it go is the thing.
Yes.
It seems like I even tried to present everything I could. It seems like everyone feels the answer is move on.
Move on. So say Los Gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength. No weakness. No weakness.
And she said shout out to what?
Shouts to Guatemala.
No, the other one.
Shouts to Toronto.
No, self-reflection or something.
Shouts
like that.
To self-reflection.
Whatever it was, do more of that. You know what I'm saying?
More self-reflection.
Like, heal internally. Right. You know what I'm saying? Let it go.
Yeah, listen to that Real 8 album, too.
For healing.
Shawty said,
You know, there's healing on there. There's healing in those bars, Shawty.
What happened, man?
I'm just seeing where the segment goes, how long it takes y'all to wrap it. I was just watching and listening.
We're done.
Okay, Cash 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Summer Jam tickets in 10 minutes when Laura does Flashing Lights. Laura, what are you working on?
We're going to break down this feud between Dame Dash and Jay-Z over Reasonable Doubt and Rockefeller Records. We'll talk about it coming up, Flashing Lights.
Also, remember, today, 420, we're adding new artists to the Summer Jam lineup. August 22nd, MetLife Stadium, the post-pandemic Summer Jammy.
Yeah.
It's going down. Make sure you lock in today for those new acts. Tickets in 10.
Leave me out of comment.
Well, go off then, Dre.
Dodge caught a spare shot there.
Who?
Dodge.
Yeah, none of these. And by the way, Drake, you tripping.
Well, what'd he say?
He trying to act like
His cars
is too fancy. They're not Dodges. Like those Hellcats and Demons and Trackhawks out here ain't fire. Yeah, Challengers.
Come on, Drake.
He's also Canadian, so maybe they don't like that American muscle.
He's also taking a shot at every rapper because everybody has them.
Yeah, they
you hating on that fine American machinery, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
Drizzy.
We don't have much to be proud of in America. We at least have Dodge, man.
Let's go Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the Flashing Lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
I have Summer Jam tickets now for caller number 9, 800-223-9797. If you want to see A Boogie, Meek Mill, Migos, we're announcing more artists today at 420 with Nessa. So make sure you guys lock in, but get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Call in number 9. We're hooking you up right now. All right, so Jay-Z and Rockefeller Records reportedly scored a partial victory in court on Tuesday. So a judge ruled that Dame Dash is prohibited from selling Reasonable Doubt as an NFT. All right, but the ruling is only temporary. They're saying that Jay-Z and Rockefeller's arguments were credible and correct, but Dame Dash put a post on his social media, and you can see it from Hip Hop DX, where he's saying a judge did rule that he can sell his 1/3 stake in the record label. So
I hate this whole story.
It's
annoying that they could never get it together, and they're still doing like court fighting now.
Right. So Dame says that he has the right to sell his 1/3 stake in Rockefeller Records, whose assets include Reasonable Doubt.
You guys are too rich to be angry at each other.
It's not. I don't know if it's so much anger, but I'm sure there is that too, where this is just about disagreeing with the path of monetizing something in your catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I just mean, like, couldn't this be something? I just feel like they've been fighting about this Reasonable Doubt stuff for a long time.
Well, it's on and off, right? Because Dame wants to do things that Hov don't want to do. Probably because Dame wants to make money that Hov doesn't need.
Right.
And if Dame wants to sell his stake, he can.
1/3.
1/3 of it.
The other 2/3, you're going to be in business with Hov, and you're still going to be going to court. So whoever buys it, you're going to be the one going to court, and Dame going to go off with the cash.
Yeah.
The way I understand
is that Dame wants to get out of the business to make the money and let someone else now be Jay's partner in this thing.
Partner?
Well, 1/3 partner.
I'm just saying, it doesn't sound like they're too much partners. It doesn't sound like they're on the same page. It sounds like they're competing.
Right.
he also said that he tried to, that Hov gave an offer, but he didn't like the offer, so he tried to sell to somebody else. That's where this whole thing kind of kicked off.
I hope they figure it out.
Me too.
MTV Cribs is coming back, guys.
That's tight. That's something worth rebooting.
Yep, it's coming back August 11th with 30-minute episodes. Martha Stewart, Big Sean, Ashley Simpson, JoJo Siwa, Kathy Griffin, Snooki, Tinashe, and Rick Ross.
Wait, what is this?
This is one of the worst. That was one of the worst lineups.
You think?
For the new MTV Cribs. Honestly, I'm very curious to see JoJo Siwa's home.
I want
to
see these houses. Why? These are big houses.
Who's JoJo Siwa?
What?
She's popping.
I'm surprised you don't know who JoJo Siwa is.
Oh, wait. I think Issa will be watching that, right?
Yes, the girl with the big bows.
Yeah, okay. Hold on. I heard it.
Why are you curious to see her house?
A millionaire or a billionaire, maybe?
Oh, because she's a kid billionaire.
Right.
Got it. Okay, so Laura just wants to see how much.
She sells out, like, arenas.
I'm more interested in seeing how Snooki's doing out here. When you talk about Cribs.
Facts.
Yeah, like I just want to see
how's the money
like?
Holding up. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the Ross estate, I want to see.
Rick Ross, we saw it. It was in a movie.
Yo, but I want to see
Coming
this,
to
the,
America.
The secret rooms. I bet you it has all this amazing things that, you know, like hidden little, you know.
Listen, unless somebody keeps
Griffin. It. I want to see Martha Stewart's home.
Yo, unless somebody keeps it real the way Redman kept
exactly.
it back in the day.
That's what I was
thinking.
It
ain't really popping.
I think Martha Stewart's going to keep it real out here.
But she ain't, you know, Redman had the homie sleeping on the couch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dishes in the sink. Lived in a one bedroom.
Everyone always references the Redman episode. That was the one episode like that. That was the exception to the rule.
That's right.
Not the rule of the show. It's going to be, man.
Anyway, it's coming back. Okay. August 11th, 30-minute episodes.
Yo, MTV, y'all trying to get it back together, huh?
No. Stop. That is the most lost cause in history.
Damn,
it's MTV? It's one of the worst brand destructions of all time. MTV.
What do they air? Just
wow.
Teen Mom.
Teen Mom. Teen Mom TV.
Ridiculousness.
Oh, sorry, Ridiculousness and Teen Mom. That is what your network is now. People don't even know when the award shows come on, yo. It's to take a brand that valuable and have it in that much of the toilet.
And it's not about music anymore? It's not music television?
Get us out of here. Where has Shawnee been?
I was being sarcastic. Jeez Louise.
Well, Shawnee.
You said brand destruction. So that was the brand. That's what it was built on. Music television.
And But now it doesn't even have the good shows it used to have. At least then it had a great reality show run where they created like these reality shows. Once they found Teen Mom, they were like, this is what we are. We are the Teen Mom channel.
It's popular, man.
Is it?
Apparently. They're running it.
It's ridiculous. Do you know anyone who's like, yo, I'll hit you back. I'm watching this Ridiculousness right now.
I know Teen Mom is very popular.
Teen Mom is out of here.
Nobody here is watching that, but it's very popular.
No. It obviously did well, but you don't have to make it become the only thing on your air.
Hey, listen. Find the hits. Play them 1,000 times. That's what we do.
Jeez.
Damn.
So who are we to talk?
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8:52. Today is a high of 89 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Summertime.
Jersey Shore is back too. Wow.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Back to the lab.
What? With the same cast?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
Damn. Hey, man.
Gosh.
Classics. They're bringing the classics back.
Yes.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get